Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
And today we are coming at you with a little update on the Arnold. So this has been a hot topic this week. It's been kind of crazy, some of the things that have gone down over the last couple of days. But it's definitely something that I think is very, I think it was a responsible decision by the state of Ohio, the governor, that he went ahead and had them cancel the Arnold Expo. So those of you that don't know, this is the largest fitness expo in the world. So I was there last year, so was Chris, so was Coach Karina, and I competed in the Arnold Amateur for the first time ever. So thinking about how things went down last year and how that was your first time ever being at the expo, Chris, and I know we've talked about this on previous episodes, we kind of talked about our experience and things like that, but if you've listened to that episode, then you would know that the Arnold Expo is like bodybuilding trick-or-treating. So they have samples galore everywhere. There's every single supplement company, every single fitness, crazy fitness type of very rare fitness items, activities are going on everywhere. You're wall-to-wall people slammed in there, and there are people from all over the world. So with the recent, with our a very serious note with the coronavirus, I think they made a really good move and good choice as far as just canceling that, because that is a lot of people in one really large area coming from all over the world. And to me, something that speaks volumes is that the coronavirus can basically live or survive on a surface for up to 7 days. So I just see in that being an absolute nightmare. I'm glad that they did it. I think it's a healthy decision to do that. What are your thoughts on the canceling of the expo?
Yeah, so that's the thing, is the expo portion of it was, I think I remember seeing that it was going to be rescheduled maybe at a later time, but I don't know. There's like so much stuff flying around right now. But yeah, I remember last year, like just the three of us trying to stay together in the midst of the sea of people was really tough. We had to constantly like turn around and be like, where's Karina? Like, where's eight? Like, you know, like, it was just like a lot. And so I think that, yeah, I think it's disappointing for a lot of people, and especially for a lot of vendors and people that this is their normal tradition of going. I even have a client that it was going to be her first year as her birthday gift to actually go to the expo and enjoy that. So it is disappointing, but I do think looking at it in a broader perspective of being safer, that, yeah, it was probably the best choice. I think a lot of times we negate to put health first in our own lives or in like any type of situation. So I mean, there will be more, so just hang on. And I'm excited that the athletes so far are still going to be able to compete because, you know, they work so hard. So hopefully they'll be able to have that opportunity and that they'll be able to do it in a healthy environment too.
Yeah, it's just, it's all happened so suddenly. I mean, they did check-in last night, and we didn't even really know that if the amateur Arnold was going to take place today. It was very much up in the air. It is going on. It's actually been going for 30 minutes as we're recording this podcast.
Yeah.
They're probably on women's fitness amateur or maybe like master's figure or bikini. But yeah, the schedule has changed. So if you've been to the Arnold before, you know that some of the activities for the bodybuilding actually occur in the expo. So if you have tickets to the expo, you essentially get to see those things for free. So we, for example, got to see the prejudging of figure and fitness just by walking around in the expo. It was on that stage there. And then, so for bikini, for the amateurs on Thursday, I was in the, I think it's called Battle Hall. I'm probably butchering that. But anyway, that was really nice because it's actually like a more controlled setting. You have a really nice backstage. And then I've heard that it's a little bit stressful if you're on stage in the expo, just because the crowds of people and the buzz and the noise and all of that. Some people are watching, some people are just milling around talking and things like that. So the finals for the amateurs usually are on Saturday. So now they're going to be before the pros. So the whole schedule has kind of gotten pushed back. And if you go to our Glam Girl Bikini Instagram, you'll see that I posted this morning the new schedule. So you will have the opportunity to watch the live stream today. You will be able to see the wellness, the very first IFBB Wellness Pro be crowned tonight, most likely. So if it runs anything like when it did last year, as far as length of time, I know for me, bikini started at noon, and then I didn't walk off stage until probably like five. And I know that they have a lot more people kind of slammed into this because of the schedule change. So they have some of the men going today and things, and it was last year, it was just women on Thursday. So I think that you're going to definitely have some opportunities to watch some things on the live stream today. However, a couple of things to talk about here. I worry a little bit about the athletes. So when I competed, I actually was really, really sick. And that was why I actually didn't do very well, because I had gained 3 pounds since I had gone on an antibiotic a couple days before stepping on stage. And my gut microbiome was all thrown off. And I was very immunosuppressed. And I was actually afraid I was going to catch pneumonia or something, because I had been sick for like 3 weeks. And when you have low body fat, that can easily happen. You can easily catch something. So with the coronavirus, it's not really, people that are 45 and younger, they're not really at risk. It's more the elderly that we've seen the fatalities. But I do worry about the competitors because they're so lean. And so I am glad that they're protecting them a little bit. I know that they made mention of the fact originally that there would only be spectators allowed like on Saturday at finals and not during pre-judging, and that all spectator basically access is up to change. The promoter kind of put verbiage on there that it's subject to change. But just to put this in perspective, globally, the coronavirus has an estimated 3,000 deaths. And then if you were to take, if you were to look at influenza, for example, just the United States, there's been upwards of 45,000 deaths of that. But the problem with the coronavirus is that it stays dormant for a while, and then it can stay alive on surfaces. So it's just hard to control and contain. So, yeah, I mean, even just it is bikini.
And there's no vaccine, too.
What was that?
I said, and there's no, like, vaccine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're still working on that part, too. So that's another reason to be, like, another reason of concern.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's no cure for it if you get the flu. Usually it's just people that are, you know, elderly or young children, the people that are immunosuppressed. Right. Those are the people that die from it, because there is no cure. It's a virus. But yeah, I mean, you can get a flu shot, which helps build up your antibodies, which for the coronavirus, that does not exist. So, but yeah, getting back to the expo, I just really want to quick share this because I was listening to Lane Norton and Holly Baxter talk about some of the implications that have gone on just for the vendor side of things with the expo. So they were saying that they will be out tens of thousands of dollars, and that they thought some of the supplement companies that are going to be there with booths will be out like millions. Now they will maybe reschedule, but I just think about all those flights and hotels and all of those arrangements, things that you specifically bring for the Arnold, for the expo, you know, to sell like merchandise and things like that. Even if they reschedule, I don't even know how that's all going to work.
It'll still be a loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I wonder how many, because that affects people traveling to come participate, like not participate in the show, but in the expo, as far as like people shopping, like if it's the same every year, you know, it takes a lot of, like you were saying, like the vendors have to solidify their slot or their position in the expo like a year in advance. Mm-hmm. So
pretty much when it's over, you have to just like, yeah, get there right when 2000. Yeah.
Right. So it takes a lot of planning. And so if I don't know when they would release like a reschedule and how much time people would have to make arrangements, or if people would even want to make arrangements again, or just kind of wait till next year. It's interesting. I feel like this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah. So just a little life update on my end. I don't know how, I know I've mentioned before that it was a goal to go to Australia this year. And I don't know how much I mentioned that as of, you know, this is a type of trip that you kind of have to plan like a year in advance to get a trip to Australia with two kids and things like that. So we actually were planning on going to the Arnold Australia. And although we haven't heard anything on that, you know, it's 2 weeks later, I just assume that it's going to be canceled. So we went ahead and actually changed our plans because I wasn't feeling comfortable taking my kids over, you know, on an international flight. And even though, you know, Australia has less deaths of the coronavirus than the US and it's not a high thing, we kind of rethought and we sat down and we completely changed our travel plans to visit somewhere else in the US during that time after hearing that this was canceled, because I think that it's a real health issue. And I know it's affected, like my husband, his company, they travel all over the world and they're doing a test run of an emergency, basically coronavirus run through where no one's allowed to come into work on Friday. So yeah, I mean, I think that there are some things that we can all do to kind of be proactive about it and be smart about it and to prioritize our health first. So mm-hmm. We wanted to share with you as the audience, just some things that not just for the coronavirus, but just in the winter months, you know, we are heading into spring, but some things that you can do to boost your immune system, because that's the best way to fight this other than, you know, washing your hands, covering when you cough, wiping down surfaces, using extra precautions and being sanitary. But there's some other things that you can do health wise. And so we wanted to kind of go over those topics today on just some really good practices for boosting your immune system. So why don't you start with the first one?
Okay. So looking at your diet and making sure you're getting plenty of nutrient dense foods is a great way to start making sure that you're protecting your immune system. So you want to look at, just whole foods, avoiding as much processed sugar, refined foods, and, you know, getting plenty of fruits and vegetables, those vitamins. I mean, they got vitamins and minerals in them. And then there are some like immune supportive foods that are kind of random, like garlic and ginger. But really just making sure you're getting an overall whole diet, like good nutrition, good food in your system, I think it's a great first step. So yeah.
Okay. And then another really good practice, and we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, this is great for building those gains, but it's also great for boosting your immune system, is just getting plenty of sleep. Prioritize that you can get 8 hours a night. It's super important. This is mm-hmm. the best time for your body to just basically It basically goes through its preventative maintenance. Okay. So that's going to really help you. If you shortchange yourself on those hours of sleep, it can really negatively impact your immunity and defense.
Yeah, I think sleep is a really, really important one, especially in the winter. I know that sometimes like we may be in bed for a certain amount of time, but the quality of sleep that we're getting and the duration of sleep that we're getting is really important too. So I think really looking at your schedule and making sure that that is some part of a priority will not only help with overall health, but also help with your gym goals as well too. And if you're ill, not pushing yourself, like getting the rest that you need, I think is, I think sometimes like really hard for people that are within like the discipline of bodybuilding, is because we're used to like going and pushing the limit. Like we do it with our nutrition, we do it with our exercise, and sleep is something that pushing the limit actually doesn't benefit. You actually get more of a reward if you're making sure that you're getting that recovery time, like you said, Amy. So I think sleep is kind of like the flip side of all the other things that we kind of talk about in this sport. So yeah, I definitely think sleep should be a priority.
And don't, I mean, just as a respect to other people too, I think that it's good practice to not go to the gym to make other people, you know, exposed to germs. I think just for your own recovery, it's, you know, an ethical thing to do. But right now, I think that if you are feeling symptoms, it's probably best to stay at home and not expose people to those kinds of germs. So another thing, and this isn't around here, it's hard to come by just because it is so cold and we're mostly bundled up. So getting plenty of sunshine is a good way to boost your vitamin D. And so if you are in the cold months or you're living in a state that doesn't, you're not getting a lot of sunshine exposure, it's really important that you supplement with vitamin D. I use the first form liposomal, and it's basically, liposomal just means it's like a liquid form and put it on your tongue. It's 5,000 I use plural. That's what I'm trying to say. I just recently got blood work and I was deficient in vitamin D. So I figured that was probably because I spent a lot of time recovering with surgery and I did not get much sun exposure. I wasn't great about remembering to supplement my vitamin D in the winter months. So that is something that I've been focusing on every night. It is a fat soluble vitamin. So I take it with my first form microfactor packet, which has a multivitamin. It has EFAs, has probiotic, CoQ10, antioxidants, fruits and veggies. I take it with that. And then I also do the full mega, which has my omega-3s. So along with the EFAs that I'm taking and the full mega, that kind of gives me that fat, even if I don't have a meal to take it with. That's my thoughts on vitamin D. What are yours?
On vitamin D, I take it when my coach tells me to take it. No, no, but I really do. I mean, there's a lot of good benefits for vitamin D. And I think you're right, Amy, especially in the winter months, or if you're in the northern region, we don't have the same sun exposure. And so, and it's actually the amount that we may need is sometimes really hard to get dietarily. So supplementing is a good option. Just make sure that you do take it with fats, as Amy suggested, because that's the way that your body's going to absorb it the best.
Yes. And then another supplement that I suggest, and I really think that taking vitamin C all of the time, it just helps me with basically just staying regular. But I also take the first form liposomal, and I take about 2,000 milligrams, and that's pretty standard. If somebody's having constipation issues or if they're in peak week, the night before a show, I'll typically up that and give them a mega dose of like 6,000 just to, when digestion kind of slows down, it's a good way to get things moving. But I digress.
I take the vitamin C at nighttime too. I actually find that it's beneficial for me because a lot of my carbohydrates, I mean, with my blood sugar, I do better with complex carbohydrates than a lot of like simple sugars. So I don't have a ton of fruit in my diet for that reason, but making sure that I'm getting plenty of vitamin C, especially nighttime supplementation, I feel like has been really helpful. And knock on wood, I've like been really good with not getting any illnesses or colds, especially being on campus now where people just like are sick all over the place. So I definitely think vitamin C has a lot of benefits that way too.
Yeah, it's just, I think anything that you can do for your gut health will help your immune system. So that's why I was saying Absolutely. That I take the microfactor, it has the probiotic in it. You can mm-hmm. take the greens powder. That's going to really help. The microfactor has the fruits and veggies, the antioxidants. And I don't care who you are, no matter how healthy you eat, there's going to be nutritional gaps because things have been over-farmed. So an Agreed. Apple is not the same apple that was, you know, picked off a tree in 1950. You'd have to probably eat the equivalent of 50 apples. And we just don't have the macros for yeah. that, people. So
yeah.
you have to fill in those nutritional gaps, especially when you're dieting hard. You don't have a lot of macro wiggle room. It's so important to implement those things. And so, yeah, again, I really worry about those athletes and their immune systems. I'm very concerned because I have seen some of these pros and they are looking super lean.
That's like your mom instinct.
I know. I'm like worried about them. They need to boost their immune systems.
Oh my gosh. You're a good coach.
Again, I digress, but other things that, and I doubt any of us have to worry about this one. I'm sure this box has been checked. At least 20 minutes of exercise will boost the immune system. And that's just the reason being it. Basically, this movement results in the production of more white blood cells. And those just combat the bacteria and viruses. And then they just promote overall circulation. So I'm sure you all have 20 minutes of exercise checked that box.
Yeah.
But do keep in mind that, like Chris was saying, if you're sick, take some time to rest. You're not going to lose your gains. Yeah. I talked about the studies that you can go 7 weeks without, as long as you know, you have your satellite cells, you have your base of, if you're not a newbie lifter, you're not gonna lose muscle.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Don't push yourself so that you end up on the wrong end of things. And
keep health as a priority.
Yes, exactly. Do you have anything to add about just the coronavirus or just kind of staying healthy in general?
No, I mean, I think I kind of stated it earlier that I think health should be number one priority. Cause I just feel like everything else falls into place that way. And I think that's important to say to this population that is so goal driven and very disciplined, that sometimes taking a step back or getting some rest or, you know, prioritizing sleep and moving like a workout to a different time of day, whatever it is that you need to be able to make sure that your body is fully functioning at its best. I mean, and I think sometimes too, we need to really like look at like hard facts, especially in this sport too. So people can say, I'm getting really, really good sleep, but, you know, they're looking at their Apple Watch or, you know, like some type of tracker that's looking at their sleep and they may not be getting as much sleep as they think they are, or they're not getting as quality sleep as they are. So I feel like sometimes we need to look at those types of measures to make sure that we actually are prioritizing health as a number one
priority. So just to wrap things up, just so you know, the schedule, we kind of talked about what today's is. Friday, they do have the IFBB Pro Women's Physique, and they also have Men's Classic and Figure, also Fitness. And then they have a lot of the amateurs are Women's Physique, Classic Physique, and Men's Bodybuilding. And then at the night show, they have the pros for Women's Physique, Classic Physique, Fitness, and Figure. So on Saturday, the amateurs will go on. I love that you're going to get to see the fitness routines of the amateurs at starting at 8:30. They kind of go through Women's Physique, Figure, and then you'll get to see Bikini. So you'll get to see the overall pose down. And the two new pros, or have they added it to three? I can't remember. Last year it was two. So whoever wins the top two in the overall of the first places. But you'll also see the top 10 come out in bikini. It's pretty cool. And then you'll see them whittle it down to the top five. They'll give those awards and then they'll do the overall pose down. And it was so exciting last year when we watched that. So that will be in the morning. And then if you want to see the Bikini International, it's at 1:30 for the pre-judging to 3:30, and then the night show is at 7 on Saturday. So we will be recapping all of that next week, and we're going to kind of go over some of the trends that we saw in the amateur division and also just kind of give a little bit of a insight on the wellness on the new division, and then also how the results of the Bikini International went. So I'm excited for this Super Bowl. Of
me too. Yeah, and if you missed any of the times, remember the Glam Girl Instagram page has those times up, and it's Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Columbus, CBUS. Yeah. It's in Ohio, so Eastern Standard Time. Yep. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. We so appreciate any reviews that you have left. Remember, it really fuels our fire. So if you liked this episode, or if you find value in this podcast, please do us a favor, leave a review. That helps other people that are interested in the same type of topics. It just pays it forward, and it just gets us fired up to want to do more. So yeah. You can find us on, as Chris was mentioning, on Instagram at Glam Girl Bikini. You can also find us at Prep Life Podcast. And then we would love any kind of hard working unicorns to apply for the team. So you can find that application by clicking it on glamgirlbikini.com. And this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, signing off with my most wonderful co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.